Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I am with my favorite colleague, Anika Jameson, Jamesson. We're here at my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs unite to showcase your talents. And before we get into number five of our six-part series around intrinsic image, let me introduce my famous colleague, Anika Jameson.
Hi, everyone. Thank you again for having me, Stephanie. It's always a pleasure to be here. I am the founder of Your Intrinsic Image. I'm also an image strategist, and I guide women who want to be seen, who are ready to come out of the shadows to embody their intrinsic image by revealing their inner beauty, power, and presence. You can find me on all major platforms. I am on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. At your
Hard to remember.
intrinsic,
Okay.
I know, at your intrinsic image. And if you want to get in touch with me personally, you can email me at Anika, Anika, at yourintrinsicimage.com.
Beautiful. And you can find me at my site, bodywaw, bodywawe.com. I have some no-cost ebooks there for you. My body knowledge system is there for you. And please look forward to my new book that's coming out, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur: Navigate Your Style for Better Business Success. So with that said, Anika and I have been graciously giving you a six-part series. And number five, which is today, is about embracing your vulnerability. That's a mouthful.
It's a
So
fancy word, but it's really simple.
I find that sometimes challenging for myself, but you go first. What do you take away from embracing your vulnerability?
Well, part of embracing your vulnerability, I know I just had a tongue twister, is the purpose of it is opening up so we can connect to others, right? And most of us tend to have a guard up, right? Because we're in defense mode. We want to protect our hearts. We want to protect our feelings. So we only reveal just enough where we're still safe, right? And being vulnerable kind of exposes you, right? So it may be unpleasant for someone else if they see it. And so we feel like if we do that, it's a negative thing, right? Like someone is going to judge us, then we open up ourselves for hurt, but it can actually be a good thing.
I find it to be, it's almost like revealing a secret.
Yes, it is.
And when you do reveal the secret, you take a risk because the connection with the other entity might look at you like you're nuts or whatever. But I think for us, revealing and embracing it, it makes us feel good. I mean, nothing bad happens, does it?
No. So I'll give you an example. I don't know if you recall, Stephanie, a couple of weeks ago, we had a vulnerable moment, right? Yes, we did. I woke up and I had something that I was dealing with, and I felt like I needed to share it with Stephanie. And I was a little bit concerned about how she would receive it because it was very packed. And we ended up having such a great conversation that both of us walked away being empowered. And I think as a result of it, we have a better relationship, a better understanding. So sometimes vulnerability could actually be the best thing for you because in you opening up, it allows that other person to open up. And then you're in a space where you're like, oh my gosh, this is really good, right? Because you're allowing that person to see another side of you, and you're able to see another side of that person that gives you better understanding of who they are. And then as a result of that, it allows you to have a better relationship.
I believe that trust has a big impact. The
Yes.
trusting of yourself and the other person at the same time. I had another experience with a coach, an intuitive coach that I just wanted to do some work with. And because she's intuitive, she asked me very personal questions to get to the core of the challenge that I was experiencing. And you know, once you start the ball rolling, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Let it all out.
Exactly.
And again, I'm
Go
still
ahead.
here. I'm still here. Nothing bad happened.
And I'm
The
sure you
energy
felt
was
better.
beautiful. So, what do you think prevents us? I know you said a little bit in the beginning of our conversation. What prevents us from sharing those secrets?
I think it's because we're scared of being judged. We feel like if we allow ourselves to open up, that someone may judge us, may think we're too soft, we're too sensitive. Or we may have the adverse reaction where we are being too harsh or too direct, right? And so anyway, it's a form of judgment, and we feel like we'll be seen in a negative light, whatever that preconceived notion that we may have about what someone else may think. And so if we can take away that judgment from ourselves about being seen in a negative light and see it as something positive. And even if the person cannot accept your vulnerability, like we've talked about before, that's okay. Because you being vulnerable is really not for them, it's for you. Because the opening up and the releasing of how you're feeling makes you feel better.
Yes, and I had another experience this morning. I had to go to my medical clinic to get a blood test. And the woman behind the nurse said, you're going to have to wait 4 hours.
Wow.
And you're not supposed to eat for some blood tests. Well, I love to eat, Anika. So if you tell me I can't eat,
Right.
I was ready to maybe wait an hour. So I think I came away from sh showing her my honesty about what I was really feeling as being bitchy. Can we say that? I thought I hurt her. I thought I was too not aggressive is not the word. I just showed her what was really going on for me. I needed to take the test within at least a half hour, or else I was going to faint, unless you had food or something with you.
Right.
And what do you think the look on her face was?
I'm sure she appreciated your honesty. She did not? Oh, okay.
You know, when you're woman to woman, you know those looks. She didn't want anything to do with me.
Oh, that's unfortunate. So how did you respond?
I stood there. A line was starting to develop behind me, and another nurse jumped in to my rescue. End of story, happy ending.
So it still worked out. That's the positive side of it. It may not
Yeah, but
have been.
I had to take a little bit of abuse.
Well, that's the thing, right? We cannot determine what that experience will look like once we're vulnerable. We can't. But it's up to us to honor ourselves and be that and just trust that on the other side of it, something good will come out of it. So even though the initial nurse did not receive what you were saying, right? She was, what is it? RBF, right? Going on, you know what that means?
No, but I don't need any more of it, please.
But you had another nurse that came in and jumped into your rescue, and it all worked out, right? So it may the reception may not come directly from the person it's intended to. Yeah. But it can come from someone that's supporting. So in this case, it came from a support, not directly from her. Right.
So we have a few messages going on here. We gave wonderful examples. What would be at least one thing for people to remember from our podcast?
About being vulnerable.
Yes, what rings for you true to be remembered?
What rings true for me is really allowing us to connect with others, right? And if we want to change the way that we connect with others, we have to do something different. And insanity is keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, right? So if in the past, vulnerability has not been one of your things, maybe you should try being vulnerable and see how that actually works out. And it can actually end up being a good thing for you.
And trust it. I would add on, thank
Yes.
you, that's beautifully said, to trust it. And I think also an outcome of doing this process is life will surprise you.
Yes.
And isn't that exciting?
It is because you're trusting how you're being led, and you're trusting that support for how you're being led is on the other side of it, right? So it's trust on both ends. It's trust in yourself and what you're doing, and it's trust in life on the other side supporting that decision.
Love it. And where can people find you, Miss Jameson?
All right, you can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook at Your Intrinsic Image. And if you would like to get in touch with me directly, you can email me at Anika, Anika, at yourintrinsicimage.com.
And you could catch my energy at Body Awe, BODYAWE, like an awesome.com. And we'll see you for part six very soon.
Yes,
Thank
ma'am.
you.
Thank you.